Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's about 6 p.m. here on 1650 a.m. Radio Free Connecticut, just broadcasting here on 1650 kilohertz in the Bridgeport, Stratford, Connecticut City Line area. If you're in the area, please definitely, I hope you like what you hear. This is Totally Wrestling with your host with the most, Matty B, Matt Boland. And, of course, we're also streaming on Blog Talk Radio right now. And tonight's episode is a special show. It is that time again, people. Time for the fourth annual Matty Awards. And the Matty Awards honor the best in pro wrestling for the year finishing 2016, for the past year, 2016. We've got about 12 awards to hand out this year in our traditional January award show that we have at the beginning of each year. And so these awards are going out to the best in professional wrestling for 2016, the best events, the best stars, and the best theme songs. And so let's get it started off. Do I have a drum roll in here? I guess I don't. But let's get this party started here with the Rookie Breakout Star of the Year Award. And if you want to call me and voice your opinion at all, the call-in line is 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. So the first Matty Award tonight is Rookie Breakout Star of the Year. And here are your nominees. The nominees this year are AJ Styles of WWE, Aaron Rex of TNA, TJ Perkins of the Cruiserweight Classic and WWE, Shinsuke Nakamura of NXT, Bobby Roode of NXT, and Samoa Joe of NXT. And the award goes to, I should have put a drum roll or something in here, but I don't have any of my sounds. But the award goes to this year, Shinsuke Nakamura. His first Matty Award of his career. And it comes on the heels of a simply stellar year in NXT. Nakamura, the guy has undeniable charisma. Undeniable. And he definitely can get it done in the wrestling ring. He is good. So, the first award there, the Rookie Breakout Star of the Year, is going to Shinsuke Nakamura of NXT. I wish I had a fanfare or something here, but apparently I don't. And that'll bring us up to the next award, award number two. We just handed out our first award, and we've got 11 others to give out in about 40 minutes. So if you want to voice your opinion, 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944, up until about 6:45 p.m. Eastern. The next award is the Joey Styles Oh My God Award. And again, I should have him in here somewhere, but I'll just do an imitation of him. Oh my God! The ECW guy, famous ECW announcer, Joey Styles. This is the Oh My God Award. What was the most shocking moment in professional wrestling? Your nominees are the return of Shane McMahon to WWE. Also in WWE Survivor Series last year, Goldberg defeating Brock Lesnar in just mere seconds. The debut of AJ Styles at last year's Royal Rumble as competitor number two. And all other nominees are Lashley, Bobby Lashley, winning all three major TNA championships, TNA World Championship, the King of the Mountain Championship, which has been deactivated, and the X Division Championship. He won all three this year. At one time, he was out holding all three of those titles. And the final nominee in this category, TNA almost folds. It almost went under. I'm not sure how they actually were able to come up with the money to keep it going, but they survived a very close shave this past year. And the award goes to, this is the Joey Styles, oh my God, award for the most shocking moment in professional wrestling this year. And it was, the award is going to Shane McMahon for the return of Shane McMahon. After a long absence, Shane O'Mac is back. Fans in Detroit totally lost their minds when he returned. It was one of the biggest pops I've heard, the biggest fan reactions I've heard in recent years, really. It was, and no less, it was right in the middle of the Vincent J. McMahon Legacy Award, which was about to be given out to Stephanie McMahon. And speaking of Legacy Awards, later in the show, I'll have a Legacy Award to give out. So named the Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award, coming up later in the show. And now that brings us to the match of the year. Some very good matches in this category this year. What was the best match, wrestling-wise, of 2016? And here are your nominees. First of all, it's Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair in the Iron Woman match, a 30-minute Iron Woman match for the Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship at Roadblock. You know, just a couple months ago, Roadblock End of the Line, that was the full name of the event. And also have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Samoa Joe at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2, an NXT Championship match. Kevin Owens taking on Seth Rollins, their match for the WWE Universal Championship on Raw. On Impact, TNA Impact, we have Eddie Edwards versus Lashley for the TNA World Championship. And the final nominee in this category, TJ Perkins versus Gran Metalik in the finals of the Cruiserweight Classic, WWE, to crown a new WWE Cruiserweight Champion, and TJ Perkins winning that match. And this year, the award for Match of the Year is going to go to actually a women's match. Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair, the 30-minute Iron Women match for the Raw Women's Championship at Roadblock. The women have definitely stepped it up in the past couple years. And you know the Divas Revolution has succeeded when two women win the award for Best Match of the Year. 5 years ago, that would have never happened. So congrats to Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks, as well as the entire WWE Women's Division. They definitely deserve it. Clap, 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 clap. But all the women in that division, they have stepped it up, and they definitely deserve the award here So it's kind of like a collective award to the entire women's division. They deserve it. Match of the year, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair, Iron Women match for the Raw Women's Championship at Roadblock. Just want to remind you of the phone number here, 646-668-8944. If you're out there and listening, that's 646-668-8944. And just to remind you, remember...
Name a town, if you wish to opine, all right?
But moving right along, now we come to the Wrestler of the Year Award, big award to give out. I'm not really down with calling wrestlers superstars, so I call it the Wrestler of the Year Award. WWE, when they do the Slammies, usually says the Superstar of the Year Award. But I'd rather call them wrestlers. Wrestler of the Year Award, the nominees are Kevin Owens of WWE, Aaron Rex of TNA, the former Damian Sandow in WWE, Cody Rhodes of TNA and now New Japan Pro Wrestling. He made his New Japan debut this last, I think it was Sunday night, at Wrestle Kingdom 11 in the Tokyo Dome in Tokyo. Their big yearly event. He came in as the latest member of the Bullet Club, the American Nightmare, Cody. He's not being allowed to use the name Cody Rhodes outside WWE, which I think is disrespectful, but he's the third nominee in that category. Also Shinsuke Nakamura of NXT, AJ Styles of WWE, and TJ Perkins of WWE. And the award goes to, this year, his second Natty Award tonight, Shinsuke Nakamura of NXT. And I'll tell you, when Shinsuke Nakamura arrived in NXT, he immediately changed the entire wrestling business, the entire industry. Because NXT just went from a little developmental show for future WWE stars to a program that a lot of people say right now is better than Monday Night Raw. And a big part of that is thanks to the King of Strong Style, as he calls himself, Shinsuke Nakamura. Okay, we've got about 32 minutes left. We could maybe fill some time by listening to other opinions. 646-668-8944 on the whole wrestling world. And the Maddies tonight, 646-668-8944. We'll be sticking around for the next 30 minutes or so. And in that time, we've got a few more awards to give out. Let's go with the TNA Match of the Year. Didn't really list the nominees in this category. I'll go right to the winner. And I think the winner of the TNA Match of the Year Award this year is the match between Eddie Edwards and Lashley for the TNA World Championship on Impact. That match, Lashley was the big favorite, but Eddie Edwards, getting it done. Digging down deep and getting it done, got Lashley for the 1-2-3, and your world champion, Eddie Edwards. And although TNA didn't have a great year, I'd say, by any standard you want to go by, this world championship match tore the house down in Orlando, and it was one of the only, pretty much the only match that really did in TNA this year. Although Cody Rhodes got a big pop when he came to Bound for Glory and everything like that. It was the only real match that really tore the house down in TNA, in my opinion. So, Probably not going to go the whole 45 minutes tonight, unless we want to maybe play some music to fill some time. 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. Our next award, here on the 4th Annual Maddies for the Best in Professional Wrestling for 2016, is the Woman of the Year Award. And this year, it's going to go to two women, not just a woman. Women. And the nominees this year are Sasha Banks of WWE, Stephanie McMahon of WWE, Lana of WWE, Charlotte Flair, Mickie James, who just came back to WWE on the NXT show, and I think you pronounce his name Asuka. She is the NXT champion, the NXT women's champion. She's held that title for a long time, for about a year or so. And so there are your nominees. And the winners of this award, Women of the Year, are Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks. Once again, they get their second award of the night. And I was going to give this award to Charlotte Flair alone, but then I was reminded that along with Charlotte, Sasha Banks definitely tore the house down in that Iron Women match at Roadblock, which, of course, got the award for Match of the Year. So this award will go to both of these groundbreaking women, Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks. Congratulations. I think we'll do one more award and take a little break after that for about 5 minutes or so. Let me cue up some music here. And the nominees for the Jerry the King Lawler Announcer of the Year Award, getting a little feedback on my mic here, but the nominees are JBL, John Bradshaw Layfield from WWE SmackDown, Corey Graves from WWE, also Mauro Ranallo from WWE, Josh Matthews from TNA, and Tom Phillips from NXT and WWE. And in a strange occurrence, neither Michael Cole or Jerry the King Lawler nominated for this category this year. Jerry took a little more of a back seat this year. Well, he's getting older, and he's had a heart attack and everything. He's got to watch himself sometimes. And he's been in the ring, too, for a long time. Down in Memphis, of course. But he kind of took a back seat this year. And Michael Cole, although he's been nominated in previous years, I thought this year was kind of more like an average year for him. I thought it wasn't really notable for big time calls of big time matches for him. So anyway, let me tell you who the winner is of the Jerry the King Lawler Announcer of the Year Award. This year, the award goes to Corey Graves of WWE. I think since he came up from NXT and all as an announcer there, and former in-ring talent who got hurt, and Triple H gave him a contract for announcing. Since he's come up from NXT, I think Corey Graves has really come into his own as a commentator. He definitely shows that he knows what he's talking about. He knows his stuff. He's shown that this year, I think. So congratulations, Corey Graves, on the first Matty of your career for Jerry the King Lawler Announcer of the Year Award. Congratulations, Corey Graves. Anyway, we're going to go into, like, a really quick break here. I think I'm going to play a little bit of music so I can fill some time. But definitely keep it right here. 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut in the Bridgeport, Stratford City Line area. And also streaming online, blogtalkradio.com. And so we'll take a brief break. And what was I going to play? Something anyway. We will take a brief break and we will be right back.
We're the station that keeps Dick Blumenthal up at night. 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut, your true alternative.
We're back here on 1650 AM, Radio Free Connecticut in the Bridgeport, Stratford, City Line area. This is Totally Wrestling with your host with the most, Matty B. I am Matty B, Matt Boland, and tonight it's the fourth annual Matty Awards. Every January, we give out these awards for the best in pro wrestling for the previous year. This previous year being 2016, of course. And we've given out some notable awards already. The Rookie Breakout Star of the Year, Shinsuke Nakamura. The Joey Styles Oh My God Award to Shane McMahon for his return. Match of the Year, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair in an Iron Women match for the Raw Women's Championship at Roadblock. The Wrestler of the Year, Shinsuke Nakamura. The TNA Match of the Year, Eddie Edwards versus Lashley in a TNA World Championship match on Impact. And the last two that we've given out so far are to Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks for Women of the Year. And the Jerry the King Lawler Announcer of the Year Award going to Corey Graves of WWE. And we've got a few more awards to give out. We've got about five to give out in the next 18 minutes or so. The phone number to call here is 646-668-8944 if you want to discuss any of the awards or anything going on in professional wrestling with me. And of course,
name a town if you wish to opine, all right?
The call-in number again is 646-668-8944. And I've got a few friends on the 1650 AM Radio Free Connecticut Facebook page. Hopefully they're listening on blogtalkradio.com. All right, the eighth award of the night. In fact, I think I've got some music for this. Not this one. But is the Debut Return of the Year Award. And here are your nominees for the best debut or return of 2016. First of all, we have the debut of AJ Styles at WWE Royal Rumble this year, the return of Shane McMahon to Raw, the debut of the former Damian Sandow, Aaron Rex, on TNA Impact, the Bound for Glory debut of Cody Rhodes, but not being allowed to use the Rhodes name on outside WWE. He's just going by Cody. His debut at Bound for Glory in October. And the final nominee is, for this category, the return of Goldberg after a long 10-year plus absence to WWE. And your winner is, I might actually have a sound for winners and stuff. Drum roll. Here's your winner. It's AJ Styles, the debut of AJ Styles in WWE at Royal Rumble 2016. I forget where that was, Atlanta maybe? But anyway, AJ Styles snags his first award of this year, the first Matty Award for him this year. So congratulations to AJ Styles. Now, number nine, award number nine tonight. This is a new award that I just instituted, a very special award, the Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award. I decided to name it after Dusty Rhodes, the unbelievable, remarkable, polka-dotted man that... big part of NWA and WCW. He wined and dined with kings and queens and was in the gutter eating pork and beans. That's what he used to say. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. It is his award, the Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award. And the nominees this year for this first award, inaugural Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award, are John Cena, the 15-time world champion, going for number 16. And a tie with Ric Flair for the most ever. He'll be going for that at the next pay-per-view, Royal Rumble, the Royal Rumble from San Antonio in a couple weeks. Then you have Shane McMahon, who returned to Raw this year in WWE programming. The total legend Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, The Undertaker. The Dead Man gets a nomination here. Then you have Jeff Hardy on TNA Impact. Also the Dudley Boys, who had their last hurrah for at least a while in WWE this year. And Charlotte Flair gets a nomination for this award as well. And so the inaugural Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award is going to go to The Undertaker. Close one here, but I'm giving the award to Taker because he just made an epic return in WrestleMania. Oh, my God. But the sight of him standing in the ring with AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and the rest of Team SmackDown right before Survivor Series was definitely something to behold for me. It was like the legend is passing the torch to these guys in the future legends, the future Hall of Famers, pretty much. So congratulations to The Undertaker on that. Maybe we can get one more match out of him at WrestleMania. We'll see. WrestleMania 33 this year, by the way, will be in Orlando, Florida at the, I don't even know the name of the stadium anymore, but the old Citrus Bowl down there. I think it's called Camping World Stadium, if I'm not mistaken. But it'll be down there in Orlando. If you don't have tickets, you better get them fast, because that place is going to totally be sold out like AT&T Stadium last year. That's a huge place in Dallas. And pretty soon, they should be announcing where WrestleMania 34 is going to be in 2018. So keep it here to Totally Wrestling, and I'll keep you informed of what's going on with that. The 10th award of the night, before we get to our final two awards, this one, the promotion of the year. And we have three nominees in this category: WWE, TNA, and NXT. Which of those three was the best promotion this year? And let's see if I can play the sound. Where is it going to play? Not this time. Unless, okay, no fanfare or anything there. But the winner this year of the Promotion of the Year Award is NXT. Simply put, NXT has established itself as the place to be if you're a rising star in wrestling. If you're anybody in wrestling, pretty much. The Dallas event last year, many people said the Dallas event last year, right before WrestleMania. Oh, there's the sound. Right before WrestleMania 32, that Dallas event was even better than WrestleMania. And that's definitely saying a mouthful. So NXT winning the Promotion of the Year Award this year. And now we get to the second-to-last award of the night, this edition of the Matty Awards for Professional Wrestling in 2016. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. Your comments are welcome at 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944.
Name a town, if you wish to opine, all right?
And this award if anything will happen here. Yeah, there we go. This award is actually another new award that I just put in. It's the Theme Song of the Year Award. Theme Song of the Year. What was the best professional wrestling theme this year? Here are your nominees. Shinsuke Nakamura, another nomination for him, and his theme song, The Rising Sun, in NXT. AJ Styles will get another one, another nomination, for his theme, Phenomenal, is the name of the theme, in WWE. Now, I do not know the name of this theme, but it's the theme of Eli Drake in TNA.
Dummy, yeah.
Well, there he is right there. But anyway, that's his theme in TNA is getting a nomination this year for this, the Theme Song of the Year Award. The Samoa Joe theme in NXT, which basically is like a remix of the classic Godzilla theme. And also, now let's play a few seconds of it if we can. If I can find the sound that I want, it's always hard to do this, but, you know, multitasking. Bobby Roode's theme in NXT, this called Glorious. Technical difficulties. Yeah, there it is. Glorious for Bobby Roode in NXT. First time I heard it, I wasn't too hot on it, but it's definitely grown on me. I like it now. I think it's pretty glorious. Okay, bad joke there. Anyway, and we'll play a little bit of this song that wins this award. Oh, got to play my fanfare or whatever. And the winner is the theme song for AJ Styles in WWE. Styles taking his second Maddie of the night. And the song is called Phenomenal. And here's a few seconds of it. Here's a little of it. All right, there's about 52 seconds of Phenomenal, the AJ Styles WWE theme that just won the Theme Song of the Year Award. It is the inaugural Theme Song of the Year, and that's the second award for AJ Styles this year. And our final award of the night. I usually make it the Promotion of the Year Award, but tonight it's going to be another new award that I just instituted, and this one named in honor of the legendary Four Horsemen of professional wrestling in WCW, NWA, and WWE. And I should say about that theme song of the year, Phenomenal, AJ Styles, when that song hits, you know it's about to go down. AJ Styles has become one of my total favorite heels, bad guys, in professional wrestling, and I think that's a great song to set the mood for his entrance. But anyway, moving right along, this is the Four Horsemen Tag Team of the Year Award, named for the legendary Four Horsemen in NWA, WCW, and WWE. And the original Four Horsemen were Ole Anderson, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, and Ric Flair, with manager J.J. Dillon. The original Four Horsemen of professional wrestling. So the nominees for the Four Horsemen Tag Team of the Year Award are the Team of the New Day. That's Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, and Big E in WWE, who held the tag team titles, one of the tag team titles in WWE, I think the Raw one, for almost 2 years. Long time. Anyway, they're the first nominees there. Other nominees, you've got the Broken Hardys, Jeff and Matt in TNA. Also, Enzo Amore and Big Cass in WWE. Sheamus and Cesaro, the new Raw Tag Team Champions. And also, the final team in this category, nominee, is American Alpha, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable from SmackDown. They are the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. And they were champions on NXT, the NXT Tag Team Champions. They just got called up. And so, as I hit my clip again, here are your winners for, as Howard Finkel would say, here are your winners. For Four Horsemen Tag Team of the Year Award is Enzo Amore and Cass from WWE. Their usual entrance is getting a little old, but they always change it up just a little bit. And love them or hate them, these NXT graduates have great charisma and great chemistry. And they're seriously entertaining as well, in my opinion. And you can't teach that, as they say. They're certified G's and bona fide studs, and you can't teach that. So, that being said, let's just run down real quick our winners this year. For the 4th Annual Natty Awards, Rookie Breakout Star of the Year, Shinsuke Nakamura. Joey Styles' Oh My God Award to Shane McMahon for his return. Match of the Year, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair, the Iron Women match for the Raw Women's Championship at Roadblock. Wrestler of the Year, Shinsuke Nakamura. TNA Match of the Year, Eddie Edwards versus Lashley on Impact for the TNA World Championship. Women of the Year, Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks. Jerry the King Lawler, Announcer of the Year, award to Corey Graves. Debut Return of the Year to AJ Styles for his debut in WWE at Royal Rumble. The Dusty Rhodes Legacy Award goes to The Undertaker. Promotion of the Year is NXT. Theme Song of the Year, Phenomenal, AJ Styles in WWE. And the Four Horsemen Tag Team of the Year is Enzo Amore and Big Cass. And you can't teach that. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We've got less than 30 seconds left. I don't think even time to hit my outro music, so I'm not going to do that. But we'll be back next week with yet another edition of Totally Wrestling. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. So long.